Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Mic check. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Good morning, Billionaire Baby. How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Give a mic check on my voice this morning. Coming in loud and clear.
Oh, perfect, clear, and loud.
Yeah, well, good. So good morning, folks. We don't want you to worry. We want you to be happy. We want to welcome you to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And it says when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. So we come to you with that purpose. We come to you with that goal. And we tell you clearly that you can literally download all the good that you desire. So you don't have to worry. You can let, yes, be happy. And this is yours truly, Dr. Goldrich Mind, Ali Yassin, the philosopher this morning, coming to you along with the co-host this morning, bringing you some exciting, incredible experience. This morning, just as before we bring on our co-host, I want to start the morning off with a affirmation generally on Mondays. You know, you had a rough week, probably, and some of you could have had a very powerful, pleasant week, but, you know, life as it is could be challenging. Thoughts have been going through your mind and all kinds of trials and tribulation that we're experiencing. So we want to start today off, as we generally do on Mondays, with a nice meditation for you, and then we'll get into our show.
Welcome to this morning gratitude meditation. One of the best ways to start your day on a positive note is to be grateful for all you have in your life right now. Yes, you can aspire to have more, and the best way to attract more love and money and good health and fun into your life is to fully appreciate what you have right now. It's the foundation upon which more good can flow into your life. So let's start this morning with an attitude of gratitude. Let's set the tone for the day we are about to launch into. So whether you're still in bed or whether you have already gotten up, put yourself in a comfortable position where you can truly focus on this short meditation. I'm going to take a moment to stretch if you need to. Stretch your arms, stretch your legs, roll your head, your neck, scrunch your shoulders. Just wake up the mind and the body to prepare yourself for this day with a sense of gratitude. Also, take a couple of slow, deep breaths in and out. Another big one in and out. Just take a moment to relax and listen to the music and just clear your mind. There'll be plenty of time to engage in thought and launch into your day and be consumed with the task at hand. But right now, give yourself this little oasis of peace. So, what are you truly thankful for? What's good in your life? What are you truly grateful for? Let's start with aspects of you. Are you grateful for your five senses? Your sense of sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch? And if you happen to be missing one of those, is there a gift in that? Regardless of your situation or what is swirling in your life, where is that silver lining? What else are you grateful for? What about the dwelling, the place that you're in right now? Are you sitting on a couch in the living room? Still laying in bed? Maybe you're out in a park in the fresh air. Just be grateful for your surroundings and the environment that you're in right now. Are you safe? Comfortable? Relaxed? That's a blessing that should be savored. Think about the people in your life, your family members, your friends, your community, the groups that you're involved in, activities that you participate in. Just think of a handful of people that you're truly grateful are in your life. What do you appreciate about them? And maybe how do the things that they do that drive you crazy, how do they truly benefit you? What do you learn about yourself by being exposed to their personalities and their unique talents? How about what you currently do for a livelihood? Do you have a job? Are you self-employed? Is this something that you do to generate income? No matter how positively or negatively you feel about that activity, what's the benefit? How is that serving you? How can you be more and more thankful for that job, for that activity, for that vocation, and perhaps the income and the joy that it brings you, whatever amount that is? Let's also consider your own talents, your gifts, your personality. What are those unique, specific, maybe even quirky aspects of you that you can embrace? Maybe not everyone embraces them, but can you embrace them? What are you thankful for that is uniquely you? What aspects of yourself do you truly love? What skills have you developed? What talents are you either interested in or have you displayed? Think about those things right now, the true, deep sense of gratitude. Soak that in for a minute and relax into your sense of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Another good time to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow, as you let that feeling of gratitude wash over you. Are you not truly blessed right now in this moment? Breathe it in. Any final thoughts about what you have to be grateful for? What have you missed? What have you overlooked? What's something or someone that maybe you haven't thought of in a while that you can also be grateful for? No matter what thoughts might cross your mind when you look in the mirror, I know to my core that you are a unique individual. No one else like you has ever existed on the planet, exists to this day, or will ever exist on the planet just like you. No one has your unique qualities, your individual experiences. No one brings to the table the unique gifts and capacities that you do. I encourage you, be grateful for who you are right now in this moment. Life has brought you to this point in your life, and it is good. Is it not? Can you feel the good? Can you sense the good in your life emanating from within you and radiating out? Feel that, sense that, know that right now. Feels good, doesn't it? I knew it would. Take another couple of deep breaths here as we head into the stretch of this short meditation. Breathe in and out. In and out. Return return to this recording anytime you need a boost of gratitude, anytime you need to remind yourself of the multitude of things in your life that you have to be thankful for. And this feeling that you have right now, this feeling of gratitude, you can take this with you and let it be your companion throughout your day. This unique, one-of-a-kind day. I know it's going to be fruitful. I know it's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredibly productive and enjoyable because you took the time to focus on you and all the gifts and the blessings that you have in your life right now. So go forth and have an awesome day.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you know, Joe? I think your line is muted. Okay. Mic check.
I can hear you. Yeah.
We can hear you.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Take over, Billionaire. I got to get something to drink right quick. I was trying to get a hold of Billionaire, Joe, but take over.
Yeah, that's a lovely, lovely affirmation, meditation. And actually, I had an affirmation that connects to it beautifully, which I will give because it's just so complete for this beautiful Monday, April the 13th already. We're in almost in the middle of the month again, but April the 13th, 2020. So we are grateful to be here. That's the blessing, to wake up and to be here and to feel grateful, to have blessings that we can be thankful for, and to know that we are divinely created with a divine appointment. So the affirmation I have for today is my divine appointment. And it reads, I am in this world by divine appointment. Wherever I have been at any time in my life, it has been my divine appointment. Every place, every situation, every relationship has had its unique meaning and purpose. Nothing is without its meaning and purpose. And every place I have ever been at any given moment, the right place for me at that time, every situation I have ever experienced has had some magnificent purpose for me. Every relationship I have ever known has added new depth and richer dimensions to me. Nothing has been by chance or without purpose, for the Spirit of God has been moving through my life and leading me to this place, this time, this situation, and this way of being. I exist by divine appointment, for the place in which I live at the present is the place I am meant to be for now. The talent and abilities that I have developed serve their perfect purpose for me now. The place in which I work is the right place for me to give of myself and to receive as I deserve for now. For God is the constant present in my life, and I will always be in my right place by divine appointment. I will always be in the midst of the right experiences by divine appointment. I will always have wonderful people in my life by divine appointment. I live by divine appointment. And this is a beautiful prose poem by Reverend Leslie Saunders of Unity. And it is to help remind us that each one of us have a special, unique divine appointment here. The people we meet, the experiences we have, they're all to help us develop this divine appointment that we are. What we receive, what we give, what we believe, what we see, what we feel, what we enjoy, and the challenges that come to help us become stronger, to really help us expand and stretch and grow. We are divinely created, and we are a divine appointment. So we give thanks for that. We're very grateful. And we want to keep remembering that no matter what's taking place. You know, I always feel everything that's taking place is happening for a special reason. And that reason is to help us expand and be the best and all that we can be. So I give thanks and say thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, many, many times a day. For I know all and everything that's taking place is in alignment for my own and best and highest good. Okay, I think we have Billionaires Happy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Beautiful, beautiful start to the day. I love the beautiful meditation that we did, because I do agree with that when you can start the day in gratitude, that just sets up your vibration and the flow of your day to just find ever more increasing ways to be grateful and have gratitude and thankfulness. And I love how he even broke it down to think about the gifts and talents that you have within you, the skills that you have, and the skills that you want to have, because that helps us to have hope for the future and be excited about the future, because we're focusing on what we have already. And yes, we do, you know, might want to acquire like more money and more happiness and more things, but starting out with the foundation of being happy and grateful and appreciating what you have now, that, and really stopping and taking the time, not just rushing through it or just making a quick list, but taking the time, something that you always recommend, Billionaire Baby, and that is to just feel it, to savor it, to just dwell in that place. To me, that is one of that is a real life thing of Psalm 91, of being in the secret place of the Most High. That is a high vibration. When you're in gratitude, I feel like you're in at one and in alignment with the Most High, and just it is just such a delicious feeling when you just take the time to actually savor in it. And also he was talking about, too, how do you benefit from it? And I know I wrote in parentheses, how do you grow from it? So when you think about the things that you learn about yourself, as Abraham says, that the contrast helps us to learn what we really do want. And so we just can use every single thing that happens as a way of thinking of it as it's for us. Nothing is against us. Everything is for us. And we get to have the perspective of how we can actually use that. And your affirmation, my divine appointment, that to me was just saying that there are no accidents, that you are not an accident, that no matter if you heard that your mom wanted to, you know, abort you because it was too many kids, or for whatever reason that you feel that you came here, know that you are a divine appointment, that you are meant to be here, that you have a right to be here, and that you have a right to all the wonderfulness and all the goodness and the growth and every good and wonderful thing that there is to have here, because you are here by divine appointment. Just so beautiful and delicious today. Back to you, Billionaire Baby.
Thank you. Absolutely. And as I always say, in a few words, beginning to know who you are and of whom you are. know that you are very unique and special. And I think when you begin with yourself, when you begin with this point of, you know, we're going to be learning and growing and expanding and connecting with so many things, but it's so important to connect with who you are at first and in a positive and grateful and loving way. And I always tell people I love myself. I try to love everyone and everything that I'm doing, but I love myself, and I let myself know how loved I am. You know, I tell myself I'm loved. I love you. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're wonderful. You do all the good things that you can do. And this helps me to be wanting to do even more of that. It's not an arrogance. It's a gratefulness and acceptance and connection to my divine alignment. So let's see if our other host, head host, a billionaire Joe, did you come
yes,
out
I'm,
of?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened earlier. I was saying hello, but great affirmation, billionaire baby, and thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Those gracious comments, billionaire is happy.
Mm-hmm. You
know, what we found in that affirmation is that, you know, we live by divine appointment and we exist mm-hmm. by divine appointment. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to just sort of internalize that that understanding and know that, as you say so rightly, nothing is by chance. You know, we got to look for, you know, the reason and the purpose for everything. And certainly, despite the turbulent times that we're living in right now, and, of course, the future is unknown, you know, but we just have to, you know, put the future in the hands of the Almighty and, you know, just know that, you know, He has our good at heart. And, you know, as we sort of float through this unreal happenings here, that we should understand that, you know, we should, you know, find what purpose there is and live that purpose and the potential of that purpose, you know, to its fullest extent. Back to you, baby.
Yes. So this is one of the things that I think, especially when we have a challenging situation as we have now, right now, all over the world with this advent of a virus or some type of attack that is actually affecting people to the point of even transisting from this dimension to another dimension. And we have to know, my feeling is, you know, it's not that I'm not afraid, but I'm aware that certain things take place, like in the affirmation, for a reason. Everything is taking place for a reason. And as I've always said, you know, I love this dimension, I love my life, but I know that there are other dimensions and other lives, you know, that I have been and will go to. So I'm not really afraid of transisting, but I appreciate being here now and making the very most and giving the most and receiving all the wonderful moments of this life and loving it and living it the very best that I can. So we know that every experience we have is going to add to what we really came here for, and also help us to do what we have to give in terms of skills and experiences and services. So I am just knowing that this is a wonderful, wonderful space to be in on this particular planet, in this particular galaxy, in this particular universe, because there's so much taking place, and to have the consciousness, you know, I'm just thinking of billions and trillions of life forms that are here, but to be in this life form that we can have a consciousness and have a knowingness of things that are taking place around us in such a wide range, you know, as the gentleman was saying in the meditation, to have the five senses you know. And sometimes I think, as I'm thinking, because I always love sci-fi, and I always love thinking of different universes and galaxies. But in maybe on some planets, people have 10 senses or 20 senses. We have no idea. But it's wonderful what we do have, and it's great to appreciate it. Okay, let's see if our Dr. Gurich Mind, did he come back, Joe, or do you know whether he's gone for the entire It is 8:30, and never know where the music is coming from.
I wake up in the morning, love. Yeah, I'm back. Sabrina, baby. Can you hear me?
Oh, great. Yes, I can hear you.
Could you hear the music as well?
Yeah, we heard the music. Yeah, I was just wondering, was it music that we were presenting, or whether the music was coming up from the bowels of the music pit?
No, it was me.
It was a lovely day.
And I thank all of you for those great comments on the meditation this morning. Absolutely incredible. We want to be at peace and be still in the time of our challenges. And that's why we want to always focus on the positives. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. My uncle passed on Saturday, and may God bless his
soul. Sorry to hear.
Yeah, may God bless his soul. Yeah, he was my coach. He was our leader. He brought us all to New York, hundreds and hundreds of the family, about 50, 60, 70 years ago. But he died of the virus.
Dear.
And he was in a nursing home. Thank you. He was in a nursing home. So they moved someone from the third to the fourth floor to show you how fast this can work. And within 24 hours, he was gone.
Wow.
So, So it's just, you know, we got to be positive. We're going to get through this. But as you said it so beautifully, there's different dimensions of existence. This is just one of many thousand that we will experience. So we give thanks and we praise God for the good that we have, the wisdom that we have, the health that we have, the mindset that we have prepared ourselves. You know, we've been preparing for this over the last 10, 15 years every morning. You know, we're ready, and we can handle this because our mind has been prepared. So to all of you out there who might have some death in the family, my condolence, or illness or sickness, my condolence. And even if it's you, challenging is my sister right now is has a fever, and she's kind of self-quarantined. So it can hit home to all of us. So that's why my spirit's a little bit low this morning, so I ask you guys to kind of take it over. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Billionaire Joe, this morning.
Just giving you a
you.
Virtual hug, too, Dr. Gurich.
Thank you.
Lots of love and light.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we send you a lot of thoughts and prayers, and certainly energy, you know, just to boost your spirits, because, you know, yes, in these times, you know, it's starting to hit home, you know, in terms of friends or family, or, you know, friends that we know, their family or their friends. So, you know, with so many tragedies, you know, we just have to bond together, you know, in spirit.
That's true.
And certainly we can't get together, you know, because of, you know, what's happening. So, you know, we have to send out that virtual hug, as Dennis Happy suggested, because, you know, that will keep us in the bonds that we need to create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday, Easter was a great day, and certainly, you know, churches were a lot of virtual services were held because, of course, responding to the current crisis. But, you know, we still felt that need to get together spiritually, and we certainly, I think, accomplished that in most part. But, you know, for those who observe the Christian faith, you know, it was certainly trying times, not only here in North America, but globally as well. You know, people want that sort of invisible need to get together, you know, and certainly we could not do that in most part, but certainly we just have to send out those virtual hugs and just in these times just be reliant in knowledge that the faith will get us through all of this.
That's true.
How was your service yesterday?
It was a good service, actually. And it's so funny because for some reason this song called Oh Happy Day, you remember that song? Oh Happy Day. Well, you know what? We used to sing that song as kids, like in the choir. And I heard it, and for some reason I never – like, I always focus on the words. He taught me how to watch, fight, and pray. But the second line, and rejoicing every day, I never heard that line before. Like, I don't know how they just, because, you know, sometimes when people sing, they could just slang the song and just stretch out words and do all kind of things with words. But I just thought it was amazing to look at that he taught us not just to watch, fight, and pray, but to also rejoice every day, like not one day or 2 days or 3 days, but every single day. And that when he washed our sins away, that we could be just in rejoicing. And I thought about Eslyn rejoicing in abundance too, that it's like to be in joy and do it again. And we have the opportunity to just keep doing it again and keep doing it again. And I feel like the affirmations and the meditations today help us to constantly be in that rejoicing place. Be grateful, appreciate what we have, count and savor, not just count our blessings, but count and savor and feel and appreciate our blessings. That is just a powerful thing. And so I just feel like today is just a continuation of yesterday, of just being thankful of the greatest love story. That's what my pastor was preaching about, that the greatest love story in recorded time of God giving his son Jesus for us. That was just so powerful. So I just feel like this is a continuation of yesterday, and we don't have to allow it to ever stop. Yes, it may be in a different way, in a different form than what we're accustomed to, but just like the meditation was saying, there is always a silver lining, and we get to learn to flex and work and build our muscles and learning what that silver lining is and being optimistic, that we get to build that optimism muscle every single day, every moment of every day that we can. And that will help us to be happy and grateful and just dwell in a good and high place. Back to you, Billionaire Joe.
Certainly. The reaction of so many people across this great world here, you know, in the Christian faith, you know, that, yes, he's risen, and yes, you know, it sort of signals to us that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that, you know, we have reason to believe that there is a God, that there is the Almighty, and he's there to help us, you know, in whatever circumstances or situation that we face, that he's there to see us through. Billionaire Baby, let's open up for some comments. I'm pretty sure we have the audience within to.
All participants are unmuted.
Job resigned late last.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
There you go. Star six.
Absolutely. Star six. You know, we are here by divine appointment. Do you know it? Do you recognize it? Do you realize it? And can you point out the things that are a blessing to you? I have a friend, and her husband is, she says he's a whiner. He's always complaining, and he's always wanting to be in another place, and he doesn't recognize all of the blessings that they have. And she tries to remind him that, look, we're eating every day. We have a lovely place to live in. You have two jobs. Some people don't have anything. But the thing is, he's never happy where he is. He doesn't recognize how divinely made and positioned he already is. So I think sometimes that happens too when we have a sort of some disturbance with the chemicals in our bodies that create the mood. So I told her it might be helpful because she's always being supportive and trying to guide him spiritually. I said, but it might be that he should go and speak with someone. If his mood goes up and down like that, it might be that he needs a balancing of the hormones or the enzymes. So there are different ways that we can help ourselves, but we have to recognize that we can get that help and that we deserve to be happy and wonderfully, enjoying this life that we're living. So be aware of yourself. Be aware of other people. I often, with my, I'd like sometimes just sit and people watch, just be right there for the moment. And I see people and different things they're doing. And before, sometimes I would say, oh, how could they look like that? How could they put old tattoos all over the bus? But I realized everybody have their own perspective in terms of living this life. And maybe all of those tattoos all over their bodies make them feel good, make them feel complete and whole. So I realize and say, well, bless them. Bless them for whatever they are experiencing, hopefully a high level of enjoyment from whatever they're doing, as long as they're not hurting anyone else. So we have to not only be in touch with ourselves, but be in touch with those around us and send out as many blessings as possible. And also, vibrationally, what everyone is doing in terms of the prayers and the clapping, really sending love vibrations to all those people who are trying to help each other, one another, all of the workers in the nursing homes and the hospitals. Sorry if you hear a lot of noise. I'm right next to an airport. Might be somebody taking off. But at any point, we have to, in order just living our life, being connected with ourselves, also know that we're connected to one another and send out as much love as possible. I'm finding that people with existing physical conditions that were, already trying or being affected by this virus even more so. So I'm saying to myself, I send condolences, but, everything happens for a reason. And just sometimes this is the person's time to go, as opposed to being here and suffering from diseases. It might be a way of making that transition gently and quickly. But whatever the reason is, we want to send out a lot of love and light for healing and for people being where they should be. So do we have anyone else who want to share what has taken place in terms of their divine appointment? Star six.
This is Priceless Jewels right here. First of all, I want to send condolences to Dr. Goldrich Mind of his uncle passing. And I just thank God because your affirmation. And I also thank God for the things that I have gone through. I know they say trials and tribulations come not to make you bitter, but to make you better. And when you were saying about the transitioning, when my husband transitioned, it was hard for me because I was trying to think. I was saying to my mom, I wish I'd have done this, 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 this. She said, baby, you're not God. So, like I said before, when he passed, I said to God, I know my life has changed. So I enjoy being available to God to speak his word in situations to encourage people. And I just say I continue to make myself available. As long as he want to pour into me, I'm going to let him pour into me because it is a high frequency that blesses not only the people, but it blesses me. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you for that, Priceless Jewel.
Thank you, Priceless.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sherry, the wealthy one in Chicago. I thank God for the opportunity to be still and know that he is God. And I know what the word says, don't be moved by what you see. And so that's how I live. I'm not moved by what I see. I am only moved by what I know. And I know God is great. He's greater than the Almighty. He's great. The greater one lives in us than he that's in the world. And so that's what I live by. And so whatever I'm doing in this life right now, I trust him with all my heart, leaning not unto my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledging him, so that he directs my path every day. So that's how I live, okay? So
that's amen.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
So welcome.
Knowing and believing is the clue. Yes. Thank you. Star 6. How are you aligned? How do you know you are aligned to the divine? What are your blessings that you recognize? Are you blessed? Do you have blessings? Have you been able to point them out to yourself and say thank you? Did you eat last night? Did you have a nice bed to sleep in? Did you have people who love you who, if they couldn't be with you, called you and sent you love? Are you able to walk? Are you able to hear, to touch, to smell, to feel? All of these are blessings. Do you recognize that?
While we're waiting for, and whoever comes in, you can interrupt me at any time. I'm just filling up this space. When you were, Billionaire Baby, when you were talking about the gentleman that might have those hormonal or mood swings and stuff like that, I was thinking about, I was listening to this gentleman on YouTube. His name is Wim, W-I-M, Hof. Mm-hmm. H-O-F, and he has this method called the Wim Hof Method, and it's a breathing method, and he tickled me because he has this saying, get high on your own supply, and so I started singing around the house, get high, get high, get high on your own supply, and then because I like the method, the message that he's saying, and I want to bring it into context because I said, oh, I have to put in the next line that says, your breath is your own supply. And what he was talking about is that you can do this, his breathing techniques, And I'm doing more research on this, so this is just a preview of what's to come. But there is this substance called DMT that we can activate in our bodies, and the DMT is short for dimethyltryptamine, and it's this really long, like, I don't know, like 16-letter word. If you want me to spell it, I can spell it for you. But anyway, what it does, it's very similar to serotonin, which is one of those, like I might have said in the past, get your daily dose of happy hormones, which are dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And so this DMT is very similar to serotonin. And what it actually does, though, it's very famous for what's called a naturally occurring psychedelic substance. Like back in the day when people wanted to have like this awakening, this spiritual awakening, they would take like psychedelic drugs like LSD and stuff like that. Well, what he's talking about is that you can actually produce this same substance in your brain through your breath. And I was just like, wow. And through meditation, too, through the two things, your breath and your meditation. And so, and I know I have actually practiced his breathing techniques, and it does make you feel lightheaded. And I've actually done this in other different classes where just through different breathing techniques, you can feel that feeling of euphoria. And just like a really good feeling, like a natural high type of feeling. And runners actually get this through. Get this as well. That's why they call it a runner's high, where they just get, because all of those endorphins are flooding your body. So if we can couple gratitude with some type of movement, either if it's with our breath or with our bodies, we will be able to produce a lot of the natural high vibrational and happy chemicals in our body already. And I tell people all the time that we have this amazing pharmacy within our own bodies. We were designed this way. So we get to explore and utilize all of those different happy chemicals, neurotransmitters, all of those things that flow through our body naturally, but we get to activate those things within us. Back to you. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to talk, but I'm just filling up space.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that certainly explains a lot of what we are able to do ourselves. You know, once we make, I believe that's what all of the guys in the East, the gurus and the monks, have always done, that they were in touch with those pharmaceuticals in their bodies. Yeah, I agree. Yes, yes, yes. Good to know. You have it right within you, everything. You are divine appointment. Star 6.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Money Penny in Chicago.
Oh, hey, Money Penny in Chicago.
How are you?
I'm great. This is an awesome time in history where we have this pandemic. We have people in fear, and we have all these theories from all these different people online. And I've been listening and reading and trying to figure out what's going on, and obviously taking the time to go within and go outside when nobody's outside. It's like less cars are driving, the air is clean, and it's like a wonderful time to me.
That's true.
It really is.
That's true. Deepak Chopra was talking about that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. But we also have to realize that there's also some underlying things going on with the world. We've heard for many years about the New World Order. We've been hearing about digital currency. And them wanting to, all this fear about the coronavirus, and now they're coming up talking about a vaccine. And so even I think about I eat healthy. I have a great immune system. I have any and most herbs on my shelf. But they're talking about that everybody might have to have the vaccine to travel, go to the gym. You have to have the vaccine. And there's a lot of talk about that. I'm not happy about that. So there's a lot of things that we have to be aware that is going on. There's an Indian doctor online that he actually invented email. Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A. He's also running for a senator of Massachusetts. So maybe you all might go online and listen to him. He makes a lot of great points. We need to be aware of what's going on in the world right now and why this virus is what it is and what it's doing and why. With that being said, I'll put the talking stick back in the middle.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in many ways and taking place to help us begin to realize that everything is always changing and certain changes are going to come about. I mean, as we look at history, and I love, before when I had to study it, I wasn't crazy about it, but now I love looking at histories through the different, you know, centuries and civilizations. You know, things change. Things go up, things go down, things go sideways in terms of economy, in terms of belief systems, and et cetera. And their leaders that are very powerful, sometimes very, very positive, sometimes very negative. But everything is always changing. So I'm never surprised when different things happen. And I do know that we should stay aware, be aware of these things. I agree, Moneypenny. We have to understand that many things are affecting all of us, and we have to learn how to be strong within ourselves so that can, like, the way we look at things change when we change the way we look at it in terms of sending out very strong vibrations in terms of helping to create change. Thank you very much. Okay.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes. Go.
Good morning. This is Minister Robinson of Chicago. How's everybody doing? Bill, you that maker.
Great. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say my affirmation is that I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm wealthy daily, every day of my life. I'm just living a happy, healthy, and wealthy life every day, and that's my affirmation to myself. But however, in the Word of God, it says in Mark in the 11th chapter, it says, whosoever, that means we all qualify. It says, whosoever shall say. So we have to say something. It says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, this big situation, that we're facing, we cast into the sea and shall not doubt our heart, but believe what we say. We should have what we say. And we have to confess that whatever it is that we're believing God for, we need to say something out of our mouth and continue to say the right things. Don't let the wrong things overcome us, overtake us. Of course, it can hinder our growth. It says it also in that word, you have to believe that you receive what you say, and then you should have it. But as soon as you doubt, you cancel out. So we have to believe God and believe it and receive it and continue walking in it. And so I'm living a healthy life, a healthy, wealthy, and prosperous life each and every day, and I'm not going to let anything get in my way.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Amen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we vibrate what we are thinking and feeling and sending out, and we are creating it. Thank you so much, Millionaire Maker.
Yes.
Okay, my check, Lady Tycoon. It's 9 o'clock. My check, Lady Tycoon.
Good morning, family.
You're on mute. Lady Tycoon,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a multi-billionaire. How's everybody doing? How's the family doing?
Good, thank you.
Great.
Okay. Yes, sorry for your loss, my man. You know, we're living in a crazy time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
I mean, yes, you know, and also be careful with your mail when you open up your mail, because this thing is being transformed to your mail. Okay, so I'm telling you, this is just, I mean, here's a lady never left the house since this thing broke, and then she got it to her mail.
What do you mean?
Okay.
She
opened up her mail. That's how she got it.
Open up her mail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going through your mail. I'm telling you, this is unreal. What's going on today? And you know, here's another craziest thing. The Trump administration is blocking.
All participants are muted. This session is no longer being recorded.
Endless circus space, reflection space. But in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread,
Mic check.
We can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted for any new callers on the line, we just wanted to welcome you and return the love, energy, and vibration that we share every day. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again.
The recording has started.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays. So we definitely would love to hear from you. If not today, then do come back another day soon. Let's remember all ages are welcome here on our broadcast, so take the opportunity to invite someone to join us, whether live or on the replay, at 712-432-1085, same PIN, 915-358-pound. And actually, David's recording from last Thursday is getting ready to get erased as this recording ends. So if you dial in real quick, you might catch the last half of it. But on BMFMoneyTalkRadio.com, that recording, as well as Linda's and other recordings, will still be there. Just at the after party that we had on Thursday, that part will be gone. But we appreciate each and every one of you. I was just saying, actually, Minister Robinson, you will last a long, long time. We've heard Dr. Sherry a couple of times, and I Pastor Sherry a couple of times. And I was just thinking yesterday, boy, we haven't heard from my husband. And there you go. So that was just beautiful. And Billionaire is happy. I love that you're going to get rich on that. If you're going to teach them how to get high on their breath or whatever you said, that is amazing. So
get high on your own supply.
Do you know that's going to be a money maker right there? So if you go ahead and start dancing that one out, that's going to be a bit.
Yeah, I got to get with Jabari. He got to do the music for me.
Oh, my goodness. That's a blessing. And I just want to say how exciting that everybody's motivational energy and how lifting up, you know, that is just that can just change worlds. And, you know, that just keeps us all rejoicing. So in spite of all the deaths and all the things that are going on, just remember to love people while they're here. Let them know how much you appreciate them. And I tell you, we had that exercise in gratitude before. I definitely want to encourage everybody to start
heart is giving thanks now and counting those blessings and allow them to keep multiplying each and every day. We appreciate each and every one of you. This is Karen Creasy, Lady Tycoon, KCConnectU.com. We turn it back over to you. Let's go or go. Make it a great day. And our condolences, Dr. Ali. I had a few to pass myself, so we definitely want to share that love. That's you. Go, go, go. Lady Tycoon, KCConnectU.com.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear that, Lady Tycoon. Our condolences to you as well.
Who's playing the music? Who's playing the music?
We thought it was you.
Huh?
We thought it was you, Ali.
I did. I thought it was you.
No, it's
not
me.
Maybe it's late. Maybe it's Jabari.
No, it's not me.
Okay, well, anyhow, it was good. Thanks, whoever played it. Thanks for the positive closing, Lady Tycoon. We want to leave in a positive way.
I agree.
Appreciate it, and have a blessed day. And my condolences, deepest condolences, to both you, Lady Tycoon, and Dr. Gorichmine.
Yes.
You stay blessed and continue being a blessing in every way.
Yes. Wear your mask and wash your hands.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Have a blessed and beautiful day, everyone, and stay grateful.
And stay safe. Stay
and
stay home if you can.
Okay. Stay blessed and continue being a blessing. Love you madly.
And get high on your own supply. Being there was happy. We think that you've been doing that for years anyway. That's why you sound that way.